Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Battling Darkness, a conversation with Plato Angelakis. A world covered in a shadow of darkness. This is where we find ourselves today. The long-term effects of the stress, anxiety, and depression that have touched all of us are coming to the surface like never before. Along with the negative emotions seem to come hostile forces that feed off of our pain. How do we deal with this? How do we overcome the negativity and try to come out the other side alive, or even possibly stronger? Today, we talk about battling darkness with Archbishop Plato Angelakis. This is a question I've wanted to ask someone like yourself for a while. It seems like we are in a very interesting place in our society right now with how we are treating one another, where there's always been mean people out there. There's always been bad people. There's always been, you know, Grinches in the world and such. But for a long period of time, it seemed that as a society, we could interact with our differences and be okay and be functional. And we would look out for someone who maybe, you know, if you saw someone that was having a hard time walking, getting groceries out to their car, you would go and help them. The analogy I'd make today is someone who may be medically compromised or something of that nature, and they're relying on other people to do something simple like put on a mask. And it seems that's just one example of something where we seem to have a lot of difficulty respecting other people for the greater good of everyone. There seems to be a lot of negativity, a lot of real viciousness, a lot of screw you, I don't have to do that because I don't believe this. And they just don't seem to care about anyone else in the mask area. But there's so many areas where it seems we don't have that respect for one another. That's just one example. Do you feel there is some sort of heavier layer of evil going on out there in the world? Because these were people that were otherwise well-meaning, well-intentioned. In many cases, you can look at family members and go, who are these people? Like, these are not the people I grew up with. Why are people being so cold to one another? And it seems to be unexplainable in many ways, because I'm trying to wrap my mind around how otherwise really decent people can suddenly have such little care and respect for their fellow human being. Is there something going on that has increased this over the last handful of years?
I mean, actually, the question is really difficult to answer. It's very, very, very simple. I mean, first of all, it was mentioned in the Matthew when Christ talked to his apostles that in the end times, this was going to happen. We were going to have an indifference to God, and we were going to have indifference to our fellow man. And so these are sort of the signs. So, yeah, so that sort of is an indication that we're sort of in the end times. And I do believe in that. To add to that, there's also, of course, there is a layer of evil that has escalated and continues to escalate. There's the suicide rate for young people has just astronomically just went off the charts in the last couple of years. And I think that a lot of it to do with the inability to socialize, because, you know, as we grow, you know, we develop, we need to socialize with our peers and whatnot and go through those stages of development, you know, as such, so that we can, you know, build character and whatever. But, you know, the COVID came in, COVID-19 came in, and we've got all these other things coming on, the financial market. We've turned into everybody, all me first. And then when you add the pandemic and the shutdowns and the lockdowns and all the things that go on, the financial hardships and people are like in sort of a survival mode. And that sort of seems to be the human nature. And we start to think about, you know, it doesn't cost anything. Like you're right. Like I said, to help someone with the groceries. And it's very difficult because, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. It's like it's hard to get past the fact that, you know, I just got to make ends meet. I just got to run. I'm gonna do this and don't have the time to think about the next person because it's like a doggy dog situation. And I think that's the evil rated that sort of environment. And we are just now just being very a lot of animosity towards each other in regards to our color and our race and our differences and our political and religious sort of affiliations and whatnot are just like a reason to lash out. It's like, you know, we come bring our anger. So yeah, there is definitely there's something going on and it is explainable. It's just the current environment, which we didn't create to a point. It was created by our economic, our social, our like in the pandemic, all these things. Kids today are, for example, kids today are like, how am I going to buy a house? I need 10% down, 15% down. Houses are $500,000. Like, you know, so they don't see, they don't hope. The young people don't see, like, you know, am I ever going to get married? Am I going to be able to afford a family? Am I going to find a job when I graduate? Like, I can't even go to school. I'm online. Courses have been altered. People don't have that learning experience. They don't have that college experience. I mean, I can go on, but I think you get the point. It's just, you know, all the things that sort of made who we were has just stopped, and we've sort of isolated ourselves. And like we're in the middle of a pandemic, and we're like told not to go out, or we have to wear a mask, and all I can see is your eye. God forbid when the masks finally come off, I won't be able to recognize anybody because all I'm going to remember is their eyes. I don't know what you look like. I work in a hospital as a registered nurse, so I'm constantly in gowns and gloves and masks,
yeah,
and goggles and face shields. So, I mean, so right off the bat, right there, like it's just there's that antisocial or kind of like that disparity where I can't socialize with my peers. I got to wear that mask, like even in the staff room, except when I have to actually take it off to eat or drink. It stays on for like three quarter a day. Then we come home, and of course we have to sort of isolate from our families and protect them. So it just goes on and on. I just think it's just getting worse and worse. And of course, technology is increasing. We're more on our computers. Now we're told we can work from home. But when the pandemic is over, people are saying, well, you know what? It's kind of financially more viable for a company. You just continue working from home. Well, that isolation, that sort of antisocial sort of environment we're creating is just going to manifest even to a worse situation than we already are. And then the kids are all on their phones because the only way they can socialize Facebook and all the other media. And then we have apparently, you know, we're not sure what to believe in the media anymore. We don't know what's going on. So there's a lot of doubt, a lot of stress, a lot of insecurities, if I can say that, and all that added together, it's like, well, you know what? I don't have for you. It's basically what it comes down to. I don't have that time for you. I have to worry about how I'm going to bring money home. And I'll be honest, I'm in the same kind of boat. It's very difficult to help people because people want me to just drop what I'm doing and go and help them. And I said, no, I'm going to send you. I'll mail you oil and salt and whatever. I'll give you instructions. And because, you know, apparently there's a lot that you can do yourself, mm-hmm. To help yourself. I don't need to actually physically be there, because that's the premise of an exorcist and sort of a spiritual deliverance and all that. Is if you have spiritual issues, let's find the problem to why you're having spiritual issues, and let's go from there and find the solution to that problem. And now, if I need to go there, then of course that will happen. But I'm finding that I don't need to. I'm finding that, you know, a lot of people's problems are their own creation, which I, you know, what we can do. But yeah, I totally agree with you, my friend. It's and I think it's just going to get worse. I think we're just, as more things happen, I don't think this pandemic is going anywhere too quickly. I hate that lack of hope, but it's, I'm being realistic. I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I think more things are going to happen as technology increases. that are born today are like, they're born with a, like they're 8 years old. They already have a phone and tablets and laptops, and they're expected to have that. And I mean, just university, you can expect them to do everything online. If you are in class, you're using a lot, you're using technology, you're not writing anything down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, slowly, inadvertently, we're not really seeing the big picture. We're really disassociating ourselves with other people. So yeah, it's hard to, when you're at a checkout stand and in front of you short $5 and it's like, it's not that we don't want to get five, we just don't even think about it. We just like, it's like, they don't like, it's, like, I'm sorry, my mind is too consumed with my own problems, and to take 5 minutes to think about what's going on beside you. They don't have $5 you can pull out your pocket and help that person, help the groceries to the car.
It's that lack of concern for others or consideration that seems to be missing right now in such large numbers. With all of this strife, all of this anxiety, all of this stress, everything you just described there, this giant cocktail of bad and negativity, I'm assuming, I mean, this sort of thing, this has to increase other things being attracted to it, negative things being attracted to it, and then entering mm-hmm. into people's lives. What have you seen from the spiritual side, from the paranormal, the ghostly side, the demonic side, all of that, since, you know, we're more than a year in now to this pandemic and the isolation and all of the stress that everyone has been feeling? What have you seen in that time period compared to all the previous years that you've been out there? Have you seen an increase and a difference in people's lives and what is affecting them at home that goes beyond just their own mental anguish, but other things coming in and trying to feed off of it?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a big difference. And the difference is that we've sort of had to make compromises, all of us, because of the pandemic. You know, all our lives rooted in some way or form. And that has, first of all, for number one, has left us open to because in a sense that, you know, it's created an evil environment. So like a negative environment. Let's call it a negative, not okay. So much evil. And that is to open us up to, like, to things to happen. You'll see an increase in paranormal activity. People's coping mechanisms have been, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, you might be 50 years old, and maybe for the last 45 years of your life, because, you know, you don't remember being before five, you know, you've been able to say, for example, you've been able to cope, right, with stress, you know,
sure.
You know, a bill is due, you know, maybe there's an illness in the family, you know, you've got a child, a needy child, or whatever, like all these things that we all have in our lives, right? We have learned to cope, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, boom, we have a pandemic. You know, and then all our coping mechanisms are either been taken away or been uprooted in such a way that you don't know now what to supplement it with. So here you are. Here's a person who said, okay, this is how I cope. You know, I meditate. I go to the gym. I work out for comfort food. I go out for dinner with the wife once a week. There's marital strife. You can't get out with your family. We take two vacations a year. We vacation a year with the family, with the kids. And all of a sudden, we're not going. So all these things, and there's so many, I can talk forever. All our ways that we cope.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.